بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. This is the Islahi Jalsa, and part of Islah is that the aqaid and the fundamental beliefs of a person has to be corrected. Allah Tabaraka wa Taala mentioned the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. O people of Iman, O believers, enter fully into Islam. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. إنه لكم عدو مبين. For verily Shaitan is a clear enemy to you. So this includes the aqaid, the beliefs of a person, this has to be corrected. The ibadat of a person, his fasting, his salah, his zakat, all this also must be in accordance to Sharia. The mu'amalat, our business transactions, this also has to be in accordance to Sharia. Our mu'asharat, our social dealings with other people, and our akhlaq, everything has to conform 100% to Sharia. The most valuable treasure is that of Iman. A person, if he doesn't have Iman, and he does a lot of good deeds, so in the Akhirah there is nothing for such a person. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. We will turn our attention to the deeds, the kuffar. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. But we will make it like particles of dust, we will reduce it to dust. It will have no value in the Akhirah whatsoever. So one might think that they also do a lot of good deeds in this world. What about all that social welfare work, etc.? So in regards to the good deeds that they do in the world, Allah Ta'ala gives them the payment in dunya. Either Allah Ta'ala grants them good looks, or Allah Ta'ala grants them health, they have holidays, they have good times. So they paid in this dunya. But in the Akhirah, there is nothing for them whatsoever. Today, unfortunately, we're living in a time that we send our children to school. We don't know when they're coming back in the evening, they're returning with Iman or not. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the hadith that a time will come, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. In the morning he has Iman, in the evening he's a kafir. Allah save us. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. In the evening a person has Iman, in the morning a person has lost that Iman. So we should check on our children. Today in school, Darwin's theory of evolution is being taught. And what is Darwin's theory of evolution? That we are all from monkeys. So this is against the verse of the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says we have been created from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. If a person contradicts one verse of the Quran, immediately he lost his Iman. After that he can perform Salah for the rest of his life, he can perform Hajj, he can be discharging Zakat, but it has no value whatsoever. In the school today, the Big Bang theory is taught. That there was a Big Bang, and the whole world came into existence. Our Hazrat explains, he says that if you take a glass, small glass, and you drop it on the tile, that's a small bang. It just fell and it broke. So the glass doesn't get made, it breaks. Yeah, Big Bang took place, the heavens came, the earth came, the trees came, the oceans came, everything came into place. So, this is also a belief of kufr. A person that believes in this, he loses his Iman. Today in universities, students are going to university. In universities, many of them, they're losing their Iman. They're becoming Shia, some becoming Qadianis. Our Hazrat explained on one occasion that one person, a doctor, he took his son to university. When he saw the environment in university, he brought his son back immediately. And he says, I must pay to put my son into the fire of Jahannam. So we should check on our children. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the most valuable treasure is Iman. We will very briefly discuss a few of the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The first belief is أن تؤمن بالله, that a person, he believes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is unique in his dhat, in his being, in his sifat, in his qualities, in his actions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is unique. Allah has no partner, and Allah Ta'ala is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. Here again, we all say that we believe Allah gives risk, Allah Ta'ala gives our sustenance. But at the same time what we say, that how is my daughter going to look after herself? Today we know the problems that take place. I have to send my daughter to university, I have to educate her in university. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَّا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. That if you put your trust in Allah, in the manner you're supposed to be putting your trust, Allah will give you risk like Allah Ta'ala gives a bird. And how does Allah Ta'ala give a bird risk? تَغْضُوا خِمَاسَ وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ. When that bird goes out in the morning, it goes with an empty stomach. Doesn't go to no shop, no university, nothing. But when that bird returns home in the evening, it comes with a full stomach. Allah Ta'ala feeds that bird. Allah Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullahi, we learned from our Hazrat, that if a person, he gave an example, he said, if a person brings an idol made of gold, and he puts it in the masjid on Jumu'ah, so what will happen? The Musallis will all be upset. Mutawalli is upset. Kick him out. Kick the idol out. How can you bring this? This is kufr. But the man takes that same idol, and he makes Kruger coin. The next Friday he comes, he gives everyone one Kruger coin. And he said, the Kruger coin will fulfill your need. Now we say, Abad, it's correct, the Kruger coin. So what's the difference? Same idol, he melted it and he made it into Kruger coin. So Allah Ta'ala fulfills our need. It is not the Kruger coin that can fulfill our need. So here also we need to correct our aqidah and our belief. The second is وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, that we believe in the malaika of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are made of light, they conceal from us. And these malaika, they do not eat, they do not drink. And Allah Ta'ala has entrusted various tasks to the malaika. وَكُتُبِهِ, and we believe in the various kitabs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed. Now, among these kitabs, four main kitabs. The Tawrat that was given to Musa alayhi salam. The Injil that was given to Isa alayhi salam. The Zabur that was given to Dawud alayhi salam. And the Quran Sharif which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this kitab is till the day of Qiyamah. By the coming of the Quran Sharif, when the verses of Iqra were revealed in the cave of Hira, all the previous scriptures were abrogated. Now it is only the Quran Sharif that is applicable. The fourth is believing in all the messengers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These messengers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send them to guide the creation of Allah, to join the creation to the Creator. This was the task that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhi salam for. And the final and most honorable was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believing in the last day, that a time will come where everything in the world will come to an end. And that is known as the day of Qiyamah. Everything will be destroyed. Then, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that we believe in takdeer, all good or bad, whatever conditions come, it is all from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has designed everything, and according to that, everything will take place. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and after a person leaves this world, he passes away, we will all be resurrected, everyone will have to stand to Allah ta'ala, before Allah ta'ala, and he'll have to account for his deeds, and accordingly a person, he will go to Jannat, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us, a person will be punished. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good deeds regarding every one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ. To think or talk evil of Sahaba is open transgression of the law of the Quran. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. And lastly, mocking any part of Islam and denying those aspects of deen which are generally known by all Muslims and rejecting the basic beliefs of Islam renders a person out of the fold of Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Inshallah, now we will have ash'ar. Bye bye, Riyaz Hantros, inshallah.